Brian, the next question we wanted to ask is, well, it's a question and it's two questions, actually. One is our environment. How important is our environment, whether it be our family environment, our business environment, our friends? It plays such a big role in our lives. And majority of people know it does, but don't really know they know it. And secondly, after that, if we could maybe have a story from you where environment played a role in your life, where, you know, you might have been hit this wall, let's say, where your environment said, it's not possible, it's not possible, it's not possible. And whatever you did, you didn't believe that and you pushed through because you believed you could do it. You had confidence in yourself that you could do it and you pushed through.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff. First of all, you know, you bring to mind one of the, you know, you have these little moments in your life that are transitional, that are transformational, that are kind of the real turning points in your life. And I went to a James Taylor concert to tell you how long ago it was. He actually had hair in those days. It was like 1971 in Anaheim, California. And all I remember of the concert, you know, I enjoyed listening to JT, but when I came out of the concert, I just felt all this philosophical stuff going inside of me. And I was, you know, fairly young at the time. And I wrote on the ticket stub, three keys to a magnificent life. One, live with people you love to be with. So surround yourself with an environment with the people who support your energy, who you love, who challenge you in positive ways, who are not tearing you down. So that's a huge one. So live with people you love to be with. Two, do work you love to do. In other words, the work that you would do if you could do it for free, the work that you do when you're doing it, it seems like time, you can't believe how fast time goes. All right. And three, live in a place you love to be in. Now, in other words, create an environment in your world that just lifts you up every single day. And here's the fun thing, Danny. Think about it. How many people have all three? Not too many.
Not too many at all.
And why? The biggest reason is that most people don't realize they are choices. See, we think we just are dealt the cards we're dealt, and that's it. But we can't make new choices. Now, choices do have consequences. But I got to tell you, you have choices. Example in my own life, when my children were young and I was a vice president of a very large transportation company, and we had a tremendous turnaround. I was having a blast making, you know, as a part of that. It was going great, but I didn't have passion for the industry I was in. And so I told my wife at the peak of this level, I said, honey, we're doing great. Let's quit. I'd found one thing that I had been doing in my work that just filled me up. And what I loved was teaching, and building people, doing the work I'm doing now, building teamwork, building leadership training. I started to do that in my own company, had seen the transformation it had created in our own team. And I knew that that was what I was meant to do. And my wife, who is a magnificent adventurer, a great spirit, said, sure, let's go. So here we went from a very good income, and a very rapid rising career to Zippo and happened to invent it. And not only that, we decided we didn't want to live in the anymore. So we took a trip to discover where we wanted to end up. We ended up in Montana. We started a new life. And see, all that was choices. And most people around me would have said, you're crazy. You're a vice president. You're on the fast track. You're the golden boy. Right? You're going to leave all this. Well, number one, I wasn't doing work I love to do. Number two, I wasn't in an environment I deeply loved. We really enjoyed the city we lived in, but we wanted to live in a little smaller place, a place that didn't have the amount of crime and so forth. There were choices. Most people thought they were crazy choices, but they have paid off because we dove into those choices with great, great energy and great love. And it's made for a magnificent life filled with an environment that is of our choosing that we adore. Now, there's one more ingredient when you get down to it that I think is one that is a part of your parenting, a part of your world that allows the environment for your children to be one that they begin to really build themselves. And the principle is simply give them the ball. In other words, when our children are little, we have a tremendous desire to keep them safe, and we should. because they're more vulnerable. They seem so vulnerable. Of course, after you have their second child, Dan, you know this, the first one, you're like, you know, you're on pins and needles all the time. Then you have your second one after a while and you go, wow, they can take a licking and keep on ticking. They're a lot tougher than we thought. But give them the ball. It's so easy to do things for them. But when you do that, you take away so much.